date went straight to the butt. Niggas need to turn and try to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't.
Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us.
And they just gon' be mad at us.
Hey, hey, hey.
They're definitely going to be mad at us today.
Episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Not Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house. I'm trying to be quiet because, you know.
And as y'all know, we always in the house. But this year, we celebrated MLK Day on January 15th, 2024. Yes.
Wait. I forgot. Yes. Is it the 15th Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday? Or
his
is it
actual
just
birthday? I think that's just the day they designate. Let's look it up.
Yeah. I can't remember. I know I learned it a long time ago. But
I know.
Yeah.
I don't even remember now because it changed so much.
Well, now I see what my child
when
didn't know
Martin
that
Luther
Harriet Tubman
Jr.'s birthday.
Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15th.
Okay, so we're going into Black History Month. And let me tell you what, okay. I got into the great chair debate today.
Yes, the great chair debate.
On Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday about how the slave owners, they had chairs and furniture that was stuffed
with black people's hair. Slavery. If they had said 19th century and not the 1900s, then I'd be like, oh, okay. Maybe they did mean 19th century. I don't know.
I think they meant 19th century because that was what was in the description. I don't think they said 1900s.
I thought they said the chair came from the 1900s.
Crazy. So anyways, this chair was supposed to be a chair of a slave master. And it had black human hair in it.
Well,
like about 4C. And then, you know, people got on there. One boy in particular got on there said, yes. Okay. He's not even from America, y'all.
Right?
Right. He's from Canada. And he's a Jamaican Canadian.
So he could not.
Yeah.
In any way possible, shape, form, associate himself with American slavery, which is why are you talking
which
about it?
Which he did, though. He did.
Why are you getting in a debate about this and you're not even from the country? And you directly, of course, have never experienced slavery. Mm-mm. But, I mean, my husband, his grandfather, his biological paternal grandfather was a slave, was born into slavery, okay? So, stop saying that it don't affect nobody. Your grandparents weren't even slaves. That's not true.
Oh, yeah. That's the comment that he made. He said, your grandparents weren't even slaves, and you guys want reparations. And not in the USFA. Racism is not happening today.
Oh, my God.
And that we just need to get off our asses and stick together. Basically, this is I'm combining all of his comments.
Yeah.
He's like, black people need to get off their asses in the USA and not
because we make everything about racism.
Because we make everything about racism. And basically, he's like one of those young boys that idolize Kanye West and believe, you know, get over racism, okay?
Kanye West said we should get over slavery, racism.
Yeah, he said that too. He said we should get over slavery. Get over it. Get over racism. It's old.
Well, I'm over slavery. I'm not even going to lie. I'm over slavery. Not in the context.
Slavery is still happening.
I'm talking about chattel slavery of black people. I'm not saying that I think that, you know, what am I trying to say here? I'm not, my personal self is not focused on slavery, but I understand the effects of slavery. The effects of slavery that's had a hold over this country for generations.
And still has a hold over this
country. For generations. That means currently, too. Yeah. But yeah, go ahead. Finish talking about Versace.
The
wannabe.
Spanish Moss. Okay.
Probably can't even afford Versace. Talking about his credit score 800.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. He says credit score is 800. And we need to get over slavery. He said, none of y'all lived through slavery. Yes, it was wrong. But at some point, you have to get over it and stop the victim mentality.
Oh,
again, this is not an American. I mean, let me take that back.
No, he is an American.
He's an American from Canada.
Canada is in the Americas.
But he is not from the United States of America.
Definitely not.
Okay, so then he goes on to say after he made that idiotic comment,
Versace Carlos wannabe.
Yeah. He goes on to say,
you already got the slave mentality, nigga. You care. You buy Versace. You want to be associated with Versace so bad.
Okay,
fuck?
Yeah. He calling himself Versace.
Because, I mean, like, a lot of things that black people say is a part of the slave mentality is wanting all these luxury goods and associating yourself with all these luxury goods and spending all your money on luxury goods instead of stuff that you really should be spending it on, which obviously Versace Carlos is with his three cars and his motorcycle. But right, anyway.
Yeah, he said he just bought 2 houses and 3 cars and he has an 800 credit score and he lives in Canada. Okay, but he says he has a Jewish best friend. God. And he said Jews got over what happened to them. That's why most of them are rich. And also, they look out for each other when they do have money.
Most Jewish people are rich because they were used in Europe, especially in Germany, as moneylenders because people felt like that was that's why they called. When you say what Kanye said about Jewish people owning everything in the music industry and stuff like that, running everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about
the reason why that is considered anti-Semitic to say that Jewish people are the richest people or whatever is because of the fact that they were relegated to money lenders in Germany in specific because it was looked down upon to be a money lender. So, yeah.
Yeah, so... Anyways, he said...
But, you know, I got my Jewish best friend. It's so funny.
Yeah, that he has his Jewish best friend. That's just like saying, I have a black best friend, so I can't be racist. My best friend is black. I can't believe he said that, though.
And then he said that Jewish people don't say anything about anti-Semitism, which is a form
Oh, no, he didn't say Jewish. He said, my friend never says anything about anti-Semitism. His friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His imaginary Jewish friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I'm the USA, because my best friend is Jewish and I have not heard him once say that.
So he didn't think what was happening on the Ivy League campuses were anti-Semitic, because they were. Well, I mean, you know. I have to say that for a fact, because you're going around.
It kills it. Somebody else comes in. Let's call them Jay. And he says, what about the news? Do you watch TV or hear what's going on with the Jews in the Ivy League schools? Do you understand what's going on?
And the nigga said, no, I don't watch the news.
He said, no, honestly, I don't watch the news because the media puts out what they want to get a reaction out of everyone and feed on the people's emotions.
I
want to
see what's on his page, man. What's his page about? Yes.
Let's go to it.
Let's go to a Versace wannabe nigga.
Canadian Jamaican. Okay.
What is this? What are you talking about?
He makes his top videos. He just uploaded a profile picture.
Oh, God. He thinks he's that. Let me see this nigga.
He just uploaded a profile picture and he just uploaded another profile. Ain't no real person. All they do is upload profile pictures.
I told
pictures.
You I didn't think he was real.
Oh, my goodness. So, he might be hiding behind these profile pictures.
He's hiding behind the shroud.
Yeah. He might be a white bot hiding behind the profile
his motorcycle.
Pictures. Oh, he posted a picture of his motorcycle?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, he a real person.
Oh, he is.
He's cooking something that look nasty. He should be on, Miss Chocolate? What do you want?
Marsh Cooks of America?
Yes. Who cooks fried potatoes and some kind of meat together?
I guess Canadian Jamaican.
Oh, no, some onions in it. Wait, are those onions? Yeah, those are onions and some kind of meat that don't look like real meat. It don't look like real meat. What is that?
It might be liver. No, it's some type of burger meat. I don't know what kind of meat this is.
He's a real person.
Anyway, so he's saying all this stuff about how we need to get over slavery and that... What are you doing?
It's going. No, because if I don't do that, we'll get cut off again like we do 20,000 times.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
So, you know, because my bill collector's calling me. I told him, I'm like, Kasha K, I'm broke.
So, you know, I start just throwing out... You know, some real factual information.
Well, he didn't answer you.
He didn't answer me. He just wanted to argue with people on there. But then he gets on there and says, I'm done arguing with people that are uneducated. And, you know, everybody's throwing out these facts to him. And he's just
somebody needs to teach his ass to cook.
He's not paying attention, y'all. He just don't care. Did you see his hand in that cooking video?
He ain't even cute.
But did they show his hands when he was cooking?
Let me see.
What's the hand?
Yep. It's a brown hand.
It's a brown hand. Okay. He probably stole that from somebody's page. I just don't trust it. I don't see him doing any live videos. Only just posting profile
pictures. No, he probably ain't saying that stupid shit. So he, somebody, no. He on his motorcycle.
They show his hands?
No, he has a motorcycle gloves.
Okay, see, I still don't
trust. Wait, look. That's his, so he considers himself an artist. Because he got a microphone on his, that microphone's kind of similar to our,
Like I said, somebody that idolized Kanye. Now, or his ideology about how black people need to get over slavery. But to me...
Oh, is this his car? Oh, look. It's on my car. No, that looked like he had a car lot looking at a car.
Yeah, that's a car lot, girl.
That is definitely a car lot.
That's a car lot. He's looking at a car he wants. But anyways.
No, I just wanted to see if he was real. That's all.
I also made a comment because somebody asked, you know, what's wrong with you? Are you a real person or whatever? I said, unfortunately, a lot of people in his age bracket, you know, come from these middle class
families.
That nigga
look like he's 45. Well, I am 45.
I don't know how old he is. He's definitely not a millennial. But a lot of younger people in my daughter's age bracket, like 25, 26, they, you know, they grew up with money or just a little bit of money sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they just don't have the same struggles that we had growing up. Or they just don't know their history correctly, and they believe.
I know my daughter don't.
One of them said it's in Martin Luther King 300 years old.
Oh my God! Yeah, somebody on there.
Yeah, and then they also said, you know, civil rights is over with, and we're no longer fighting.
Well,
for
she
civil
just
rights.
She was talking about the actual period of civil rights movement
when the Civil Rights Act,
the height of the Civil Rights Act was in the 60s. So yeah,
in the 60s, and then what else did they say? It was just a lot that he was saying that was really triggering to me, and I was just like, you know, these young boys in today's society, they just have no idea of real history. You know, they only going by what some of them couldn't even learn the real history because, you know, they're blocking black history in schools nowadays.
Depending on where you went to school at, yeah.
Yeah, depending on where you went to school at, a lot of that stuff is blocked and everything.
It was glossed over a lot.
Glossed over, but I want to talk about today. That's what I'm telling him today. It's discrimination going on today, sir. We're still fighting for equal justice. We're still fighting for housing discrimination. Mm-hmm. We're still dealing with unequal pay, especially as women.
And
not just black women, but majority black women. Black women are the lowest on the total pole.
Black trans women are the lowest on the total pole. We're just slightly above them.
How much they make a year? Yearly?
I don't know about that. I'm talking about as far as civil rights go.
Well, I'm talking about as far as equal pay. We at the bottom of the totem pole. But we're going to get into that in a minute. But I wanted to go into that black people make up 13.6% of the population, according to statistics.
Which is odd because of the 13th Amendment. Okay, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah, it's really odd that they made up that number. I think it's made up. But we ain't going to go into that either. But also, that's also due to the black genocide that started occurring during slavery. Yeah. 1776.
Bringing slaves over. Hella slaves
died on the way over here.
And some committed suicide.
But then we go into the average net worth of black families in the U.S. today. The average black family is only making $150,000. That's with a mom and a dad. Hispanics come in second, y'all. And they are the second largest population due to the Trump administration and the mass deportation of their people. And they come in with $160,000. Their average family makes $160,000 a year. And that's based off of them being second in the population in the whole United States. And all their families is making is $150,000. Now we know why they all live together.
Yeah.
Okay, because they putting their money together and making it work for them.
Living good.
Yes. And they,
but that's
and
how
they
we
have,
used to live when we were younger, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of black families.
We did. Well,
A lot of families did live like that.
Yeah, because we had three generations in one household.
In one household, yeah.
Minimum.
And after the mass deportation of the Spanish people, which happened during the Trump administration, y'all know they were the largest population before the mass deportation.
No, their population growth slowed because of the mass deportation.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then black people make up 1% of billionaires in the United States today. This is today. This ain't like 10 years ago. That's today, y'all.
Black people are still at the bottom of the totem pole when it even comes to being rich in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then others, the others, the mixed race and the others, that which they lump them all together.
Yeah.
Indians, not well, Native Americans. I'm talking about
Indians from India. Yeah.
Punjabi, a lot of them come here. A lot of Punjabi, people that speak Punjabi from India. And then I
think it's also an ethnic group, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but this is how statistics wrote it down. They didn't break all the others down into different ethnicity groups. So they just lumped them all together.
Yeah.
And said that their average net worth is about around $600,000 a year. And that's a family's net worth.
Yeah.
Mom and dad in both house. And the average white family in America
is $900,000.
Dang near $1 million. $980,000. That's their average income. And that got me to thinking, y'all, what is going on with that if it's not racism? Like, we have to deal with housing discrimination.
Well, it's not
we
just
have to deal
racism.
With justice inequality. This is in the black population in the United States. We have to deal with unequal pay. We have to deal with slavery still to this day and human trafficking.
Yeah, because slavery never stops. Human trafficking is an idiom for slavery whenever you get through it.
And who is the biggest distributor of human traffic in the world? The United States of America.
Which is fucked up because we're one of the most developed nations.
We're one of the most developed nations in this country, according to white people. And they are saying that we are
looking
the
good
biggest
these days, so.
Human traffickers. Now, when we talk about human trafficking, we're saying that we're not just talking about people getting sold into sex slavery. People are also being sold into domestic slavery.
Yes.
They are having to be domesticated and not being paid for doing this domestic
work.
Yeah, because
I read an article a few years back about a little girl that came was adopted from Africa, and they kept her in the garage, and she was not allowed to go to school. She was forced to clean up the house and keep the kid, you know, babysit the kids. So, like, be a nanny.
She was the nanny, the maid, and the cook.
Mm-hmm.
She was the nanny, the maid, and the cook.
Never got allowed to go to school. She lived in a cold-ass fucking garage. You know, that was her life for a minute until somebody found her. I forget how she got found, but it was an interesting story. I mean, and that's not just her. There's a lot of young people, young brown people, brown and black people, who are being put in these situations. It's
human trafficking.
It's modern day slavery.
It's modern day slavery. Slavery has not ended.
Not ended at all.
It's not ended.
Chattel slavery.
Discrimination has not ended. Unequal pay has not ended. Unequal justice for our people has not ended. A black man is more likely to be shot just jogging down the street, going to the park, having a mental breakdown, or just standing on the corner for crossing the street in the United States of America than any other race here in America. So if you tell me that we are just making up racism and we should just get over slavery that hasn't ended yet.
And let's not talk about the amount of black men that are exonerated every motherfucking year. Because for crime, they've been in jail for decades for crimes they didn't commit. Come on.
Oh, let's talk about the New York. New York is the one that put the what were the names?
They called the Central Park Five. Yeah.
The Central Park Five. It was done in New York.
Oh,
those boys
one
were,
of them, he won an election for something. I forgot, but go ahead.
Yeah, but those young men were locked up. Well, they were boys at the time. They were locked up. They were put in jail for something they didn't do. And this was off of the word of, what's her name? Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They was going hard on these boys. You know? In the media? Yeah.
You talking about the media? No.
The media and this, I'm saying this
happened
in New York.
The woman didn't know what happened to her.
But this happened in New York. That's what I'm saying. The justice system in New York still hasn't changed that much. Because we just seen what happened
to... At least the majority of black men that go to jail here.
What happened to Jonathan Majors?
Yep.
Just happened in New York.
Yeah.
And that's very... Like, if somebody steal your property, at least they would get burglar. At least they would get robbing. Like, actually, they just locked up Blueface, a rapper, who took somebody's cell phone to stop them from recording a fight with one of his peers.
Wait, but...
And he was facing 4 years for taking somebody's cell phone.
And immediately after the fight, he gave them their cell phone back.
Yeah, because people shouldn't be...
But he was facing 4 years for taking this cell phone. Mm.
And this is New York?
No, this is in California.
Oh, damn.
I'm just talking about the justice system in America. You know, this happened to Jonathan Majors in New York, where his cell phone was stolen and he was attacked by an ex-girlfriend. And in this case with Blueface, he took somebody's cell phone to stop them from recording so they couldn't record the fight. Yeah. And then he immediately gave them their cell phone back after the fight was over. But he still was facing 4 years. That white girl got no years. She got no conviction. She was convicted of nothing. And she did the exact same thing. She took somebody's cell phone and didn't face any charges.
Not to mention,
he took a cell phone. He faced almost up to 4 years. They finally got the judge to break it down to 6 months probation, I think, after he serves at least 30 or 90 days or something. Because they're saying this is his first offense at the time.
Well, why does he still... He shouldn't be serving no time. His first
conviction, basically. Anybody facing a misdemeanor conviction of theft or robbery...
But that's...
Would get, in the state of California, at least 90 days.
That's... No, no.
But they were trying to give him 4 years, girl.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. That's not right. I don't understand.
I guess, you know, they were saying he had role model. People look up to him and he out here doing crazy
also
stuff.
Also, they were trying to make an example of him. Like,
well,
like,
how is that model not a role model? Ain't she a part of the domestic violence group now? Like, she was doing...
Whatever.
I don't know. But let's go to Nappytime Stories. Before we do that, we were talking about Martin Luther King. And my question is, how many black people in America believe that his dream has been realized? Do you think the dream is realized? Mm-hmm. Are we free now? Are we free from civil rights? Do we have the same equal rights as the next race?
A lot of us have.
Girl, we making less money in this whole country. Okay, it says that we did the statistic on how much black people are making in this country.
Well, average.
Black
average,
families,
yeah.
The average black family. And then, oh, poor people, what is their, what did they say about poor people? How much in debt are they? The average black family.
I don't know.
That's in debt. I think they said that they're living in...
You didn't write it down, so I forgot.
No, I didn't write it down, but the average black family is living in a negative credit of... Ooh. I think $50,000 or something like that.
Wow. Well, you know, technically...
The average poor black family.
Technically, all of U.S. are in a deficit. All of families in U.S. are in a deficit. Probably not, you know, the highest earners, the top 5%, but I mean, like...
But when they say that the U.S. is in a deficit, they don't mean our government, y'all. Mm-mm. Our government is not... The families
they got
the
money
United
to send to
States,
other countries. We ain't that poor.
People in the United States are in a deficit. That's our debt. That's not the debt of
federal
our
government.
United States federal government. That's another thing that people just look at the news and they think they know what they're talking about. But you got to do some research.
Well, obviously, like Versace Carlos, they don't even watch the news and... They just come up with ideas, so yeah.
They Kanye and I's. We're gonna make them a new word.
Kanye-isms.
Kanye-isms. That's what they're putting out there in the world, though. And these people, they're exactly are not even from our country, believe this shit. Like, they don't even know the statistics of the country or how we're living
in
this country.
But we gotta say something against the black folks.
Yeah, we are making everything about
everything.
Race.
Well, some things are exaggerated and made up, but
yeah,
most
but
of
that
it...
That hair in the chair, that was human hair.
It looked like human hair to
it
me.
It was not Spanish moss.
I mean, I can get why people assume it's Spanish moss, because who wants to admit that my ancestor used to sit on a chair made
of
human
hair?
Come on.
Yeah, or just that anybody would do that, but, you know, they were doing it. I think a white person that deals in antiquities and furniture, he got on the thread. He said, no, you guys, this is human hair. I deal in antiquities, and we find a lot of these chairs in Louisiana. Yeah. A lot of them, they have human hair stuffing in them. But he still didn't want to hear that. He just wanted to keep going back and forth with other black people and arguing with them. He didn't say nothing to this white man.
Well, he didn't want to say nothing to you because you had proof. you had receipts about your family, so.
Yeah, I said my family got books about us. You know, my grandmother was born in a sundown town. You can't tell me this shit ain't real in the 1900s. It's real, honey. It's real. Black people couldn't even go outside during that time when our grandmother was a little girl, or a fear of being killed after dark.
See, yeah.
Of being killed, raped, murdered, hung, beaten to death, set on fire. They tore up whole black towns, y'all.
Yes.
Whole black towns. It's the black genocide went on for years and years and years. It just stopped when slavery ended. It just went on for years and years and years. Y'all remember Black Wall Street? What happened on Black Wall Street? No, it's still going on. They still hanging niggas from trees. They just, you know, blame it on other people now.
No, they say that they committed suicide. Because you really cannot, I mean, forensically, you cannot really tell the difference between someone who was hung by someone else or hung by themselves, depending on the situations. There's like,
how the hell they get up in the tree?
That's what I'm saying. There's a whole lot of things like, how did this motherfucker?
They climbed up in a tree and jumped off a bridge. How you gonna get up in the tree? Where's the ladder at?
I guess they niggas and they climb trees like monkeys. I don't know. Is that ain't like this? Just the rationalization of some of this shit. And like I said, I'm not one to really even get into a lot of racism stuff and things like that. Only when it's something I could tell that's obviously racist. I don't really get into everything, you know, everything and get upset about every situation that's supposed to be racist. Some people are really just fucking ignorant and not necessarily racist. But we can say it's racism. It fits, you know, it fits because a lot of those people really don't realize what they're doing. I'm sorry, they don't. It's implicit bias is what they call it. But anyway,
they just don't believe that it's still happening in 2023, 2024.
And like
now.
I said, you know, I mean, a lot of people would want to admit that stuff about their family. They feel like they accept black people, their mamas accepted black people. Whatever happened when their grandparents and great grandparents were alive has nothing to do with them. You know what I'm saying?
But I also like that documentary stemmed from the beginning when they talked about after slavery. We had black senators. We had black mayors. Yeah. We had black congressmen.
And you know what happened to our family? We were really revered. You know, the Coleridge was revered as one of the first black communities after slavery. You can look it up. And they've done, you know, different types of movie based on us, but, you know, not directly us, our family. But books, you know, things like that. A guy named William Montyall, he did his whole thesis on our family. So it's not like we're going to lie about our family out here. Our family was originally treated with respect after slavery. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then this poor YT family, red hair white family, started getting jealous, started coming and fucking with their family. And, you know, they fought back. And originally, nothing, you know, the police realized, oh, okay, so it's, you know, it's a conflict. Nobody got in trouble. But then, all of a sudden, Jesse Cole, which is Jesse James, though. I mean, anyway, Jesse Cole got into it with a YT person and killed him in self-defense, and they started looking for him. Like, but before that, before things changed, you know, I guess too many people were getting jealous about how we've seen Rosewood, you've seen Black Wall Street, you know. So they started getting
jealous. They dropped bombs on
jealous.
Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
Dropped the United States government. Drop bombs on a black town. Like, make it make sense, y'all. Make it make sense. Y'all saying that happened less than 60 years ago.
Shit, it ain't, yeah, I know. It ain't nowhere near 100 years ago. Why should we forget these things? I mean, yeah.
Like, my mama would be alive to this day when that stuff happened. She would have been alive when it happened.
Yeah.
But she passed away early from sickle cell. You know. But, you know, they call that a black
she
disease,
had a whole lot
which is also a lie.
That's definitely a lie.
That's a lie.
I would say it's more of a tropical heat type. I mean, a country that has a warm climate. Those are the type of. That's where most. Because that's what it took long to get to the Congo.
But do you know that people that have sickle cell that live in warmer climates, it's been scientifically proven that they are less sick than people that have sickle cell that live in colder climates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's another reason why my daughter wanted to move to California.
Mm.
You know, she always had an obsession with California and, you know, K-pop. So she wears where she want to be, honey. But what I'm saying is, in California, they have approved reparations.
Yes.
It's on the books. Black people are supposed to start getting like $50,000. For the first installment. They're paying them in installments, y'all. Like, that ain't legal. I mean, that's not equal either. Because when other races, like the Native Americans, got their
reparations. Well, yeah, after they sent them on the Trail of Tears and killed half of them. But yeah,
they went through genocide, too. Yeah.
And, but go ahead. You
know, they're brown. They're considered brown people. But they went through genocide in the United States, too. A lot of people don't talk about that either. But they... I guess because they gave them these territories, called them reservations.
And they don't tax them.
And then they gave them money and they don't tax them. So why are we taxed? Why didn't we receive... Well, we received land after, some of us, after, you know, the 40 acres and a mule promise. But, you know, that land was stolen from us. Like, today, to this day, they designated areas and cities across the United States for just black people. For just black people to be able to buy houses in. For just black people to be able to live.
They call that redlining.
It was called redlining at the time, which they're still doing. But now, they want these neighborhoods back, which is called gentrification.
Oh, my God. They sure are coming over here.
And they're calling it gentrification. They want these neighborhoods back. They want us to move out of our houses and sell our houses to them. Our people that
we get so many freaking... pieces of mail every day.
Yeah,
I was getting calls. My husband was getting calls. They're trying to get us to sell this house. Cash for your house, bitch. If we wanted to sell this house, we would have sold it a long time ago.
Just for their cause of taking land from us again. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. So, it's closer to downtown. Bullshit.
Well, where most of gentrification occurs is close to downtown.
Not in Atlanta. They doing gentrification in Atlanta cities in cities all over the world, but in Atlanta areas there was red line for only black people to be able to buy houses. They are taking those houses back, and none of them are neighborhoods as close to downtown.
Well,
they've already gentrified downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, but it's still
predominantly
black.
Yeah, but the richer people got to come in and buy those houses from the poor people, and you know, and make them beautified again. The area they call it beautification, but it's not. It's just another way. It's just another way to redline us to another area that they no longer want to live in.
I know, right? Because the district, you know, in our city, a lot of black people want to move up north.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be better up north, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a lot of...
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Like, to the point where...
It's better up north.
But to the point where... I started working in this... In this school district up north, back in my 20s, my mid 20s.
You lived up north.
Yeah, I lived up north. That's how I got the job. And I started working there back in my early 20s. Now, mind you, it was 60%. The place I worked was 60% white people.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Kids everywhere. Now, if you go to that same place, it's probably about 70% other. Like, it's like,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like. My daughter could probably have two white kids in her class. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And my daughter's township, too.
But meanwhile, this school down here, down the street from the house we own, has been taken over. And
it's 90%.
Yeah, it's 90% white. So, it's crazy. And they took it over, and it's down the street. And apparently, my child can't go to that school because it's not in our district, but it's a block away. Come on. So this
is what we're talking about.
Yes, in real life.
They told you that she couldn't go there?
No, Ty.
Oh, Ty.
My son. Yeah. No, she's in middle school. But the school across the street? The high school across the street? No, my kids can go there. That's in district.
It's right across the street from the elementary.
Yes.
That's in your district. Oh, my Lord.
No, the elementary is not in my district somehow.
That's crazy.
And it's a block away.
Yeah, because that area has been gentrified and designated for the white people.
Pretty much.
The white tea people. Is that what they're calling them now? White tea?
Yes.
Basically, whitey.
Oh, I never thought about that. Oh, that's racist.
It is. But, you know, they like to be called white. Oh, whitey.
Why not? No, but, you know,
it's not saying whitey.
A nice percentage
it's
of.
It's just like a play on whitey. It's Y-T. Okay.
Well, some people spell it Y-T-E, Y-T. Oh.
I just realized that. Oh.
That's fucked up, though.
Man, but I guess that's why they call us racist now. We the racists. We want to make everything about race. No, nigga, y'all doing that. I mean, let me stop. saying that, but they ignorant as hell.
Well, not all white people. You know, we got Mayor Hawk shit.
Stop. He's another Thomas Jefferson.
That's not Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, it is. He was also a racist.
No, you talking about Abraham Lincoln.
Both of them was racist.
Oh, well, that's true. But Thomas Jefferson's the one that had the black babies.
Right, and then he talked black women out in his public campaigns. Yep, said we were overly sexualized, and that's why we can't be raped, because we exude our sexualism to the white man.
No, you just like us because we different. We different from what you used to seeing.
Well, I don't care.
I like the little white boy that wanted to be my boyfriend with the crusty teeth.
All of the movies.
He was a handsome little boy until he opened his mouth.
Yeah, all of the movies they started making with women in them, all the women were overly sexualized. It wasn't just black women. So I don't know.
I'm talking about Marilyn Monroe. That's amazing.
Yeah, they just made women a sexualized creature, and that's why rape is so prevalent in this country to today. And that's why a lot of rapes never get solved or ever go to trial, because they over-sexualize
the woman. Unless you just Central Park 5.
Yeah, well, they over-sexualize the woman in these campaigns and media. But media commercials and movies back then, when they started first making the motion pictures from the beginning, women were over-sexualized. It wasn't just black women. It was all women.
Well, but, you know, Mammy was not sexual, so... But I'm sure Mammy still got raped in slave times.
Aunt Jemima or Mammy?
No, Mammy is just a code word for the
character,
black, the old
the
black
maid,
woman.
Maid,
yeah,
the old black maid. Mm. Okay, let's go into nappy time stories. So basically, today was about, has the dream been realized? And of course, it hasn't.
No.
Martin Luther
not King completely.
Jr.
There's something.
His dream is not realized.
I mean, we can't move to some predominantly white communities, but that doesn't mean you ain't going to get no sign in your yard or get your house vandalized and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Before we get into that, yeah, we were talking about housing discrimination. Mm-hmm. Like, there was that one family that couldn't sell their house for the life of them. They had an appraiser come over and tell them their house was worth less than the house next door to them. And they had did all these upgrades and stuff, and they were knowing they were going to get these high
estimations.
And this
is in California, right?
This is in California. Mm-hmm. They knew they were going to get these high estimations for their house. And I don't think this is not just happening in California, you guys. It's happening everywhere.
No, I'm talking about this particular story. Yeah.
But yeah, this case happened in California. And the family ended up taking everything that was black or recognized as black art out of their house. They took all their pictures out, and they put up pictures of their neighbor in the house. And then they had another appraiser come in the same state, California. And this appraiser appraised their house for... $300 million more than what they was originally.
$300,000?
No, million. Oh. Yeah, no. The first appraiser told them their house was worth $200 million less than what it was worth.
Mm, okay.
They bought the house originally for $1.5 million. They did all these upgrades, and they eventually wanted to sell their house. They had all their pictures up, and you know, all their black art all around the house. And the appraiser came and gave them an estimate that was less than $200 million from their neighbor's house. So they put up their neighbor's family portraits and took all their art out. Put up, you know, white art around the house or art that wasn't associated with being black.
Yeah.
And then the new appraiser came and appraised the house for $3.5 million than what. The neighbor's house was
here,
which it was right because the neighbor hadn't even done any upgrades or anything. So then they filed discrimination charges against the appraisal office.
Oh wow! And it was the same appraisal office, just different appraisers.
Different appraisers.
Oh
same
wow!
Office. Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to nappy time stories. So in December 2023, Nelsberg.com, which is a statistic website. They put out a statistic about the pay gap in Indiana. So even though women make up a larger population of women workers from the age 15 and older in Indiana, the average median income for women in Indianapolis workers is $28,716.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, so I wasn't making too much less than the average. Okay, I wasn't doing too bad.
How much was you making as a teacher in Indiana?
How much did I make it as a teacher's assistant in Indiana?
Yeah, how much?
I was making about $20,000 a year.
And she also was teaching Spanish kids, which fluid.
Yeah.
So she was working as an interpreter and a teacher's assistant.
Oh, I refuse to do interpreting. The woman that got me the job for that area, she told me, don't do translation. They're going to fuck you out of your money. So I didn't do it. I just pretend like I couldn't speak.
But you worked with the Spanish kids.
Though. Yeah.
So you still was doing a form of interpretation.
Yeah, but I wasn't calling their families and doing stuff like that. Because she told me that they would use me and they wouldn't pay me my full what it was worth.
That's crazy. And what was she?
She was a white woman, but she was married to a Hispanic man, so she knew Spanish fluently.
And she knew that they weren't paying interpreters in Indiana.
Yes.
The correct amount of money.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
In that area, yes.
Yeah. And so the average male worker in Indiana makes an average of $44,870.
Which is not even twice what females make.
But this is sad because in the United States, that pay gap from the...
It gives you a picture...
Of what's going on in Indiana.
No, but it gives you a picture of how the income inequality is in this state. In the state and in the city of Indianapolis.
And then now they're saying that Indiana has the highest rent in the country.
Not to mention one of the highest incarceration rates.
And they're paying people this amount of money when they think that you can afford this rent that's the average in America. But the highest rent is here in Indiana. How do they think that people can afford this? And this is what they're paying
people.
Well,
I guess that's why the Section 8 list is back open again.
They were stealing money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, our housing authority was stealing money.
Oh, is that why they're not on Meridian no more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
The office was shut down.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the low-income housing is now transitioning over to regular rent.
Mm-hmm.
So the same house that you were paying $100 or some people pay $28 in rent. The same housing apartments, now you have to pay like $2,000 for an apartment on Meridian. Yep. The average rent on Meridian some is $2,000.
But some of those apartments on Meridian are specifically designated to
be low income.
To be low income, but as well, but to be like halfway houses or to be for people who are struggling with drug abuse.
Or AIDS. It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
We're designated for AIDS patients.
I'm not going to say how I know this, but it's a fact.
I know this because I researched it in the Housing Authority website. Everything that was going on with the housing authority in Indiana, it was awful. And they weren't just stealing money at the housing authority. They were also stealing money at the child support agency here in Indianapolis.
Oh, that was easy because, yeah.
But why? You taking money from kids now?
No, they overcharged the fathers.
And didn't pay the kids.
They weren't paying the kids?
No, they weren't giving the people their child support.
Oh, damn.
They were stealing the child support.
Oh, wow. No, wait. Wait, no, I don't know. Anyway, damn. I did not hear about that.
They were stealing the child support. I know because I get child support. They still to this day.
Well, I'm still with my baby daddy, so.
I don't know. I'm with my husband now. But this is crazy. My ex is still on child support. And when he has a job, I would call. I'd be like, well, I know he's working now. And I haven't gotten a child support check. Oh, we have to do this and we have to do that. And y'all have to quit stealing people money, honey. That's what y'all need to do. They fired that whole office and now it's new people in the office.
Mm.
But let's see how far they get. Because I know when people see money, they're going to try to take it if they can.
Yeah, because it was too easy to do that shit.
It's crazy. It's
they could just
crazy
blame it on
what's
the daddy.
Going on in Indiana. Now, this is in Indiana.
They could just blame it on the daddy because a lot of people don't follow up.
They raised the rent to these astronomical prices. They raised the amount of the price.
Because I think a one bedroom apartment where I used to live is like $300 or $400 more than what I used to pay.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. And then I just moved in these so called remodeled townhouses,
which was used to be low income.
Used to be a low income area, or what they designated as a low income area, because all of the houses in that, all of the apartment complexes in that area used to be low income. Now I think it's only one or two left. Yeah, the other ones got sold off to these development.
And let's not talk about Nora Pines.
To these land development companies that aren't even from Indiana.
Like, let's not talk about Nora Pines.
Well, that's what they said. That Mayor Hawk said he made a deal with a lot of land developers. Mm. And these outside...
That's why I call him a corporate hoe.
Yeah. They say he a corporate hoe. But, you know.
But, like... I'm wondering how somebody who makes $44,000 can pay $2,000 in rent a month. And how are they going to get a loan to buy a house? The fuck?
Yeah, it's not
even if let's say it's a two parent household, the husband's
that making, goes with lending discrimination.
The husband's making $44,000, the wife's making $28,000. Let's see, that's $72,000. And if they have kids, they really can't do shit. Like they're poor.
They want to qualify because most of these new owners, these development companies, these land development companies, and these new companies, property management companies that aren't from our state, they don't just charge you rent. You have to pay for insurance. If you don't get outside insurance, you got to pay for insurance.
Wow.
You have to pay, in apartments, you're really not supposed to pay water. You're paying them a water fee of $70 a month. And
you're basically paying a water bill, though.
Yeah. And then, my apartments, they try to charge me $900. I had three cats. Didn't have three cats.
I don't know where them three. I'm still trying to figure out where the third three cats.
But anyways, in 1 month they put an extra charge of $900 on my rent.
And they said it's a pet fee.
Yeah, a pet fee.
They claim
of pets that I don't even have. It's crazy.
Okay.
But anyways, we're dealing with that now. Now we're dealing with property management companies that aren't from Indiana. We're dealing with mortgage discrimination. We're dealing with pay gap discrimination. We're dealing
about the fact that the
unequal justice, like our brother. Yeah, he's locked up for self-defense, basically.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was like, what are you talking about? I get confused because Jason's like, all I got is my sister's nail. All my brother's is gone.
Girl, did he call you at 4 o'clock though?
Girl, four times.
Yeah, you know ain't nobody walking at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, he's a disabled vet, so yeah, he got some issues.
Not to mention that disabled vets, black women are less likely to get disability from the military.
Black people
over,
in general,
but yeah, black people in general, but black women are the majority of denied veterans for disability in this country.
Damn.
Why? And people, they giving white people that ain't never been to the
military. I know that woman had a whole fake disability uniform and everything.
They never been to the military. They giving them disability as soon as they claim that shit. They ain't never been to the military. I said, what is going on with the military records? And then this white man said,
whoa.
Oh, the record's just so messed up. This white
Yeah, they are. I was about to say that. Yeah. They are messed up. No, I know this for a fact. My husband is a disabled vet as well. And he was saying how the records are so messed up. And sometimes they mysteriously disappear. People's records mysteriously disappear.
Because people are stealing their records. It was a known fact that a white woman here in Indiana has stole a veteran's whole record and made it look like her record. And guess where she worked at? The VA.
Damn.
She never been a veteran. She was working at the VA and getting disability. That she never had. And denying black people left and right for disability. But she getting it. And she never been to the military. Make it make sense. Make it make non-racism sense.
Right. Okay, so yeah,
Since we make everything about race.
Make it make non-racism sense.
Right.
That's what you do. Explain this shit. Explain these statistics. Oh, and don't use that per capita black people do this and that. This all this and they all poor and all. Fuck that shit. The fuck?
Yeah, you need to do your
research. Because the per capita might be one thing, but it don't reflect the reality of the black community. So, yeah.
It doesn't.
Marinate on that shit.
Marinate. Sit on the stew in it. Chicken. Fucking.
Rub your booty in it. It just rhymes.
Do all that, but just make it make sense that it's not racist.
Yeah.
You can't. But we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And even though we're dealing with all this racism in 2024, going into the year 2024, all we can do is remain unbothered.
Yeah.
And keep doing you. And like, I did agree with one thing that boy said. We need to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stand up for what's right to this day. And we need to vote. And as black people, we need to use this access to this internet to make our voices heard.
Yes.
You know, don't talk about it. Be about it, baby. That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
And we out.
And we out.
Another face of your hands in the sky. Tiny purple bottle roll up and get high.
And that Pinot Grigio.
Yay.
Now I'm only doing it because remember that the official NFL drink was, yes. Pinot Barefoot Pinot
Grigio.
It was
Barefoot Pinot Grigio.
Hey, sponsor us.
Yeah, because we always on the Pinot before they made a commercial about it.
You know
it? The NFL is sponsored by this Barefoot Pinot, baby. He said, get you a glass of Pinot and watch the Super Bowl.
Gonna be mad at us. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around. Bitches gonna be mad at us.
Oh, really?
Bitches gonna be mad.
They really gonna be mad at us.
Niggas gonna be mad at us.
The ignorant people.
They just gonna be mad at us. There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right.
Niggas.
There's something you're not doing right.
Bitches.
There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Ow.